Okay, we let the mariachi music play for just a moment as we get back to it here on Upwards. Big thanks to Mike Bannon, who is waiting patiently. But before we talk to Mike, want to go to the phones and talk with State Senator from the 10th Senatorial District for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Steve Sanicero. Senator Sanicero, thanks for giving us some time here on Upwards. You know, before I get into any questions, what is primarily on your mind that you want to relate to folks that are with us today?
Well, first of all, Chris, thanks for having me on. I've always wanted to be introduced with mariachi music, so that's
there you go.
It's one of the bucket list items checked off. A couple of things. It continues to be number one that we are doing everything we can to keep people safe and save lives. And obviously, the mitigation that we're doing now, people staying at home and practicing social distancing, has helping that. It seems as if the rate of increase in cases averaged across the state is plateauing at this point. So that is that's a good thing. I mean, I think that means that the mitigation efforts are working.
Yes, yes. So, you know, and here, you know, we aim to please with our mariachi music and such.
Right.
But I know as a politician, right, you aim to please. It's about service, and this is a time where you are really called to serve your constituents. How are you doing that? I know you're available through some Facebook interfaces with some telephone town halls, and I would imagine you're doing all this as you go back and forth to Harrisburg as well.
Right. So we are doing twice a week on Tuesdays and Fridays at 4:30 to 5 o'clock. We do a Facebook Live town hall, and I tape that, or actually do it live right here from my house. And as we're on, people ask us questions through Facebook, and we try to provide as many answers as we can at the time. And those answers that we don't have, we follow up with. We are occasionally, every few weeks, doing a telephone town hall where folks can dial in and ask questions directly of me, and usually I have a guest on as well. And then, as far as session goes, the Senate passed a rule change in March when this all began that enables us to vote remotely. So we actually have our Senate session via Zoom. We don't actually go into Harrisburg. We have a Zoom connection, and all 50 senators are on that, and bills are brought up, and votes are taken that way.
Well, that is pretty nifty. I mean, that's kind of one of the saving graces maybe of all this, is that we are able to connect with each other through the Internet, through Zoom and Google Meet and all that stuff. I did see people are really needing help at this time, financial assistance. And I saw that at the state level, you guys were looking at the Commonwealth Financing Authority and maybe taking some funds from one spot and trying to make them more liquid available to individuals and small businesses.
Right. So there was a loan program that has now closed for small businesses. That was capped at $61 million, up to $100,000 per business. It was done first come, first serve, and that's why it's no longer open. I'm hopeful that as we move forward over the next month or so, we will come up with another program to help supplement that, in addition to what the federal government has done for small businesses and the loan program that it's doing there, which also needs to be augmented. Beyond that, you know, we're helping our constituents try to connect with unemployment benefits. There is obviously a huge need for that right now, both the traditional unemployment benefit and then the additional benefits that are now available through the Federal CARES Act, which includes an unemployment benefit for self-employed and contract employees, as well as an additional 13 weeks of unemployment benefits for those whose 26-week ordinary benefit had run out subsequent to July 1st of last year. So we're trying to help folks navigate through all that right now. And the Department of Labor and Industry here in Pennsylvania is working, and there's a little bit of there's a backlog on that, and we're hopeful that in the next few weeks that will all start to shake out and people will be receiving their unemployment checks.
We're talking with State Senator Steve Sanicero here on Upwards today. So State Senator, what does all that look like? The logistics of do you have people in an office receiving calls, or are they working from home as well and also connecting through the internet to help constituents?
Yeah, no, they're all working from home. Every morning at 9 a.m., my staff and I, both in Harrisburg and here in the district, have a conference call that usually lasts about a half hour, and we go through what's happening and latest issues. And as calls come into our office, we can check that voicemail box remotely. And obviously, we also get inquiries through email and also social media. So we're all dividing up that work and responding to constituents and helping out the best we can.
Also saw a lot of great info on SenatorSteveSanicero.com, your website, and people can also find out the contact info and interface with you guys there as well. Senator, thank you so much for giving us some time here on Upwards. Any other, we just need to continue this social distancing. Good news, as you mentioned, that things are starting to go in the right direction here.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it seems as if, based on the last week in terms of the number of new cases we're having in Pennsylvania, that we've reached a plateau. But I want to caution that we have to be careful that we don't start to too quickly pull back from the mitigation that we're doing now, because the possibility is that the virus will then spread further. You may be aware that yesterday the governor announced that he was joining with the governors of five other states here in the Northeast to essentially come together for a regional approach on how we would slowly start to reopen the economy. I think that makes sense because our state economies are so intertwined with those other states, and we're going to have both health experts and economic experts working on a plan that I think at the end of the day will serve both the interest of keeping Pennsylvanians healthy and also getting folks back to work. So we should be seeing the fruits of that plan sometime in the next week or two.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Upwards. Before we let you go, though, I was hearing something, voices in Harrisburg, kind of calling for Governor Wolf to rescind some of the orders for people not to be working and stuff like that. I just feel like that's premature at this point. I realize some businesses want exceptions to be carved out, and that's very understandable because you could do different things in a safe way if you really were conscious of it, aware of it, and thinking of it. But the idea of trying to have this social distancing, and as I said, it looks like things are working. I'm hoping that we can stick with Governor Wolf here for a little bit and maintain all of these closures, even though it's painful. We certainly no question about that, but it seems necessary. Here at WBCB, we have a good relationship with the Philadelphia Protestant Home and other senior retirement communities, and that's what kind of keeps me concerned is that this thing gets into those types of communities and it's bad.
No, you're absolutely right, Chris. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, that's why I think we have to be very deliberate in the way that we approach any reopening of businesses and our economy. I completely understand and sympathize with folks whose businesses have been shut down. Again, my office has been trying to help them navigate loan programs and other assistance that's out there. But we have to be careful that we don't create a double dip with this virus in terms of yet another wave of infections. I think that's why this regional approach that the governor has signed on to really is promising, because if we can all, if the six states can get together and really come up with a plan that is based on the science, that is based on the overarching goal of preventing the spread of the virus, and yet at the same time starting to reopen the economy, but in a very deliberate and a methodical way, I think that makes the most sense. That's why I don't support the legislation that might be in front of us tomorrow in the Senate that would immediately open up a whole number of businesses. I think that would be a mistake and is premature. I really believe that.
Well, again, thanks for a little time here with us today, and we'll hope to check in with you again sometime. You are welcome to call Upwards anytime you are available or have some new tidbits from Harrisburg to share with us. Always appreciate that.
Well, Chris, I always appreciate coming on, and I want to thank you and everyone else at WBCB for the service that you're doing, for the community with these types of interviews and also providing information for help that's out there for folks during this hard time. So thank you very much for that, and I look forward to talking to you again.
All right. That sounds good. Thanks so much to State Senator Steve Sanicero, and next time we have him on, we